You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Africa's premier tourism showcase is now in full swing in Durban. The 2025 edition of Africa's Travel Indaba has officially declared the continent unlimited and open for business. And some impressive figures here: over 1,300 exhibitors from 27 African nations, more than 1,200 vetted buyers, and the message is clear. Africa wants a bigger piece of the global tourism pie. But behind the slogans and the ribbon cutting lies a tougher question, I think. Are we ready to deliver on that promise? The continent and South Africa. I'm joined now by Daryl Erasmus, Chief Operations Officer at South African Tourism. So, Daryl, welcome. Unlimited Africa is a bold theme, but what does it practically mean for a tourist who wants to book a trip today?
Under the theme Unlimited Africa, we're really trying to bring together a diversity, I suppose, a tapestry of all the product that exists across the continent. As you rightly pointed out in your opening remarks, we have in the region of 1,300 exhibitors here, and again, you know, coming from 27 different African countries. Those 1,000 exhibitors you spoke of represent 55 global countries, and they've all converged in Durban in the last 2 or 3 days in order to do business. And for us, these are great numbers. We have all indications are that, you know, we're going to surpass last year's numbers. And I think at the end of business yesterday, we had concluded in the region of almost 28,000 business meetings on the floor here at Africa's Travel Indaba. So I think what that does is give context to the interest that there is from a global community perspective in the tourism product across Africa. And as South African Tourism, who are the owners of the show, a couple of years ago, we made a very strategic decision to turn this into a very authentic but also intentional Pan-African show, because as much as South Africa and South African Tourism wants to benefit from the tourism dollar and obviously the contribution of tourism to the economy, it's important that the continent comes along the journey with us, because, you know, as a regional, from a regional perspective, often tourists travel to South Africa, but they don't only travel to South Africa when they come to this part of the world, because it's so remote and obviously a long haul destination. So very conscious and very intentional decision on our part to position this as the premier show on the continent, specifically focusing on Africa. And as I said, you know, all indications are we've surpassed last year's numbers, and a very good sign for us in terms of how people are searching for product on the continent.
So a lot of bullish sentiment. That is encouraging to hear. But Daryl, we've heard a lot of promises around growth before, but South Africa's tourism arrivals are still below 2019 levels. Why should we believe that it's different anytime this time?
So your comment is correct. In some of the inbound markets, we are still behind, but there are some markets that are ahead. We have anticipation that, you know, inbound countries like Australia are going to surpass 2019 numbers this year. There's a number of our European markets that have already surpassed those numbers, as has the US. So there's a sentiment that we are behind, but as I said, in some of our inbound and our legacy inbound markets, we've actually surpassed those numbers. And a very interesting fact I'm sure your listeners will find interesting is that at the moment, 75% of our international arrivals actually comes from the continent of Africa. Again, reinforcing why a show like Africa's Travel Indaba is so important for us as South African Tourism.
You want to attract, if I'm correct, 1 million more international air arrivals annually, but you're still plagued by visa problems and air access issues. They have plagued the sector in the past. Is there any encouragement on your side that this is going to change anytime soon?
Absolutely. So as recently as this year, the trusted tour operator system, which has been rolled out by the Department of Home Affairs, is already starting to facilitate ease of travel from a visa perspective between key markets like India and China. And I know that the Department of Home Affairs is far along the journey in terms of getting to a point where they launch the electronic visas. And that will most certainly unlock additional arrivals for us as a country. I think added to that, we acknowledge that, again, being a long and a, you know, long haul destination, airlines and airlift are critical to the success of the destination, obviously, to unlocking additional arrivals. And the government of South Africa has already adopted a route development strategy, which is in its infancy and being rolled out as we speak, to find incentives and other ways of encouraging new airlines to adopt routes and hopefully direct routes to South Africa. So both of those two are being addressed very pragmatically, but also making sure that we align to the strategic priorities that have been given to us and we've aligned to from a government of national unity perspective.
All well and good, but I would also suggest to you, Darryl, that crime and infrastructure failure remain key deterrents. What's your honest view on whether we are competitive with other global destinations right now if those two issues are still problematic?
I think to speak from my perspective, to speak to the concept or the topic of crime, you know, I'm very fortunate to be somebody who is very well traveled globally. And you don't often find any destinations that don't have some element of crime when you travel globally. And I think and the meetings that I've had with a number of our different stakeholders here on the floor at Africa's Travel Indaba is about sharing very, you know, honest and accurate information about destination South Africa and making sure that that information is being shared widely with the trade in our inbound markets, but also the actual traveler. So when they come to South Africa, they're very well equipped and holistically understand, you know, where they should be going, where they should not be going, and what they should potentially avoid if there's a risk of any, you know, petty crime and so on. So for us, it's about the distribution and dissemination of really accurate and up-to-date information to try and eliminate and to try and minimize the impacts of those kind of things on our tourism's market.
It is encouraging to see that ambitious job creation targets have been set, but practically, where are those jobs going to come from and how are they going to be sustained?
So to give you an idea, Africa's Travel Indaba in Durban last year created over 1,000 jobs just from one single event. So you see the magnitude of the kind of business events that happen across the country can have. The economic impact last year, the direct economic impact for the city of Durban for Africa's Travel Indaba was in the region of 230 million. And that's not simply just for the tourism value chain, hotels and transportation and so on. That spills over into the extended value chain and the extended participants for small businesses. And that's exactly where those job creation's happening. We also have here at Africa's Travel Indaba a sustainability village where we invite local artists, local crafters to come and we give them space at the venue to come and really share with the world, 55 international countries, their wares and their products, and give them market access. And again, that's creating, you know, revenue streams and creating jobs. So it's a very intentional focus for us as tourism, as the tourism sector, to really get to a point where we are actively engaging in community tourism and transferring the benefit of tourism to communities and creating those much needed jobs.
Darryl Erasmus is the Chief Operations Officer at South African Tourism. Thank you very much.